Previously on Left Behind.
The Word of God tells us we will live here unmolested.
I'm Georgiana, and this must be Kronos.
Hello.
This is exciting.
Tens of thousands, AWOL, Excellence. That will be our position?
The truth is what I say it is, Suhail.
State your name.
God.
We have some questions for Mr. Sebastian. By the time we're through, we'll know everything you know.
What's wrong?
Keep going, Kay.
No, stop!
This isn't what? Georgiana!
Ah! Marcel!
Based on Desecration, the ninth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 108 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
You've been with us when we've gone out before. We always contacted David first. And besides, what you did know is that you don't leave, period.
Oh, Dad, I'm really sorry. I didn't know it would put us in any danger.
Chang says he tried to cover the satellite images, but things are happening really fast over there. We don't really know who may have noticed what.
Let's just hope they, I don't know, think it was a stray dog or something.
We'll want to get more information on who you ran into as well.
They're all believers, and they're hungry.
Chloe, added to our collection of previous scams, we now have a brand new situation out of Greece where someone posing as a believer has cost us lives. We've got to be careful.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, we'll sort through it later.
In the meantime, we do nothing outside for as long as possible, agreed?
Goes without saying. Trouble is, there's things to be done.
George.
Yeah, George.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we've got a lot of work to do. But it has to start with careful planning. Some of our team have been exposed, and we'll need to freshen them up with brand new identities.
I know some people with fresh faces who I bet would love to help.
Well, what have you heard from Chang in the last few hours?
The Indian stewards from the airplane have been sentenced to death. No sure bet that Chang's going to pull through.
Yeah, and we've grown accustomed to having a resource inside the palace.
Mm-hmm.
It would change how we operate considerably if we lost that altogether.
True. The good news is that his parents are reconsidering their loyalty to Nikolai.
From what I hear, that's happening around the world. People are seeking out believers and asking questions. I believe that many will come to faith in the next few days, while Carpathia and his 10 kings map out their plans.
The world has changed, gentlemen, as much in the last several days as in the last 3.5 years. Please, lower your hands. No questions. I know all about your problems and want to talk about mine today. Without some miraculous intervention, the oceanic catastrophe will not soon be remedied. But have you noticed something, my friends? Is it as obvious to you as it is to me? Yes, we have the Jews to thank for our current predicament. Yes, the Jews. Who have been among the last to embrace Carpathianism? The Jews? Who is their new Moses, huh? A man who calls himself Micah, but whom we believe to be none other than the Jew who vainly assassinated me, Dr. Chaim Rosenzweig. Who are the Judahites? They claim to be Jesus followers, but they follow Ben Judah, a Jew. Jesus himself was a Jew. They are fond of referring to me as Antichrist, well. I will embrace anti-Jew, and so will you. This is war, gentlemen, and I want it waged in all 10 regions of the world.
Thank you, Your Worship. We are carefully monitoring the activities of the Judahites.
Good.
They have confined themselves to Petra and the surrounding area. We are prepared to rally 2 fighter bombers when we know Ben Judah is en route. And we should be able to drop 1 annihilation device from each craft directly onto the site, literally within minutes of his arrival. We will follow with the launch of a missile that will ensure total destruction. that was scheduled to be launched from an ocean-going vessel, but now will be launched from land.
Thank you, Suhail. Mm-hmm. Now, the Judahites are dependent on the daily internet babblings of Ben Judah, so his death may mean the end of that nuisance. We do not believe any other figure has the leadership required to withstand our unlimited resources. Having said that, I want you to make no mistake. The Jew is everywhere, in each region. That is why I am opening the treasury for this project, and no reasonable request will be denied. This is a war I will win at all costs, effective immediately. Do not execute Jews discovered without the mark. I want them imprisoned and suffering. Be creative. These people should either long to change their minds or long to die. Do not allow that luxury. Have I made myself clear?
Yes.
There are no limits on the degradation I am asking, requiring you to inflict. No clothes, no heat, no cooling, no medicine. Just enough food to keep them alive for another day of suffering. And I want reports, pictures, accounts, recordings. From time immemorial, these dogs have claimed title to God's chosen people. Well, they have met their God now. I have chosen them, all right. And they will not find even death a place they can hide.
So, George Sebastian of San Diego, Judahite. I'll give you a hint. A little information will buy you some dinner, and a lot will have you on your way back to the wife and little one before you know it. Hungry? All right. Well, watch your step. These cuffs and the blindfold make it... hard to see where you're going.
Idiot! I'll kill him! Stop it! He's our only source.
Well, she didn't have to drop all three of them.
What's done is done. He's it. So let's not do anything stupid.
Get up! We can make this hard or make this easy.
We know who you are, Mr. Sebastian.
We know who you work for.
You guys watch too much television.
I'll get to the point. All we need to know is where we can find your people. If your information proves correct, you are free to go. We have them narrowed to the United Carpathian States.
Ben Judas on his way to Petra. You can find him there.
You might be surprised by how much we know. Rosenzweig is no threat as long as he stays in the mountains. His assistant we know to be Cameron Williams, who illegally transmits material over the internet which is subversive to the global community, a crime punishable by death. We know there is a mole connected to the Judahites somewhere within the GC, and the pilot who has disguised himself as a GC officer has pushed his luck too far. He has been linked with another Williams identity who temporarily freed two rebel prisoners. We have reason to believe a former guard at Buffer, now AWOL, may be connected with these people as well. So, tell us where to look, and when your information checks out, you go home to your family.
All we need is a specific location. No one knows where we got it, you go free, and everybody's happy.
Well... what will it be, Sebastian? You're refusing? At least say so. No? We already know your name. You just want to give me your rank and serial number? Come on! Not even that?
We know George can't give us up beyond pointing them in the direction of Illinois, but I don't think he'll do even that.
Well, neither do I. They're not going to get a thing out of him.
Except, perhaps, his life.
What are we going to do about our new friends?
That's one of the reasons we're here. As exciting and encouraging as it is to discover these new brothers and sisters, your escapade was reckless and could have cost us everything.
All due respect, but I didn't know what satellite-based thermal imaging was capable of. Shouldn't we all be told that kind of stuff?
Chloe, these people could have been GC or just lowlifes. We'd have lost you, probably the safe house.
I'm sorry, really. But now we have people who can help and who can help us.
What if they don't want to move to our building or become part of the Trib Force?
They do want to move here and help, maybe travel, but they also want to maintain their own organization. They love Dr. Benjuda's involvement, but Enoch is their pastor and they want it to remain that way.
So all the benefits of the Force, but none of the responsibilities.
They'll pay. They'll exchange all kinds of things for food and necessities.
But they don't want to answer to us.
Is it a requirement that they be subordinate to you?
It's not about who's subordinate to who. It's about focus and clarity. We don't have time for squabbles, lack of organization, or confusion about responsibility.
I have met them. These are wonderful brothers and sisters, Captain Steele. I believe they'll be a vibrant addition to our group. Perhaps we should take things a step at a time. See how it works while you and I are gone.
So it's already been decided that it's you and Sion?
No.
What's the point of a meeting about it if it's already been...
I said no, Chloe. Yes, Sion and I are going, but others will go as
all
well.
All right, then. Am I on the list?
The fact that you risked exposing us...
Oh, I don't believe this. The highlight of my travel portfolio is an 8-block walk, and that's going to cost me any chance of real involvement?
Careful. Daughter or not, there is still protocol.
Con, don't talk yourself out of an interesting assignment.
I'm not looking for interesting. I'm looking for crucial. I'm looking for something,
anything. How does Greece sound?
Greece?
I'm going to Petra with Sion. I want you and Hannah to go to Greece. You're the least exposed people we have, or at least until we know for sure whether the GC still suspects Hannah and the others from the plane crash. You would be less suspicious and threatening being women.
Oh.
If we can work it out, Chang will have a GC plane delivered to Crete. You, Hannah, and Mac will split off there and head into Greece, while Tsion and Smitty and I go on to Petra. Now, you'll be posing as GC, and it'll be dicey without the mark. Mac will trail you and also pose as GC. Ideally, we want at least one of you to talk your way into overseeing the Sebastian situation for the senior cabinet.
How long will it take them to catch on?
Well, that's up to you. It'll work only as long as you make it work. And we all need to get with Zeke for new identities, papers, and looks. All but you, anyway. I don't think anybody knows what you look like, unless, of course, the camera on the currency exchange.
Captain, let me do this to prove myself. I won't let you down.
We have our engineers working around the clock on the water issue. All saltwater marine industries are dead, of course. Vessels can go only so far through a liquid with such a thick, sticky consistency. And the diseases brought by the rotting carcasses of sea creatures, it may be the most serious health issue ever. The water crisis is critical.
Holiness, in our region we have seen an alarming trend. Even those with your mark of loyalty are beginning to protest against you. They want to blame someone, and
this
they...
shall not be tolerated. I hereby decree that from this day forward, every citizen of the world shall be required to worship the image of their supreme potentate, their true and risen Lord, when they rise in the morning, after they eat their midday meal, and before they retire at night.
And how do we enforce such an order?
See to it. This from the Most High Reverend Father is inspired.
But, sir, there are still many who have not yet even received the mark of loyalty.
They shall die.
Thank you, Reverend.
I have spoken. The time is long past for delays. Take the mark of loyalty to the God of this world or die.
With one notable exception.
Oh, well, of course, Excellency. You need not take your own mark of loyalty.
Oh, Reverend. You were doing so well.
Forgive me, Your Worship. The exception?
The Jew! The Jew, Reverend Fortunato.
Of course. As the potentate himself has clarified, the blade is too good for the Jew.
Mrs. E keeps going with this, Captain Steele, and you'll find out what it's like to be a black man. It's amazing what he's done to your skin.
Yeah, well, we're fortunate to have him with us. And you as well, Enoch.
Oh, you're too kind, sir. You're too kind. We want you to know that we intend to bathe you in prayer every minute you're gone.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's a round-the-clock prayer meeting. Somebody will be in the chapel room at all hours, starting tomorrow when you leave.
Really? Thank you.
Now, of course, I must also tell you that our group wishes to help in more tangible ways as well.
Such as?
Captain, we are a collection of fresh faces with street smarts, a backlog of energy, and a collection of skills y'all likely don't possess.
Meaning?
How many top-rate pickpockets you got living here?
None. That I know of.
We'd have to oil up some of the old skills, but would that not be a fitting testimony to the grace of God?
Indeed.
Plus, we wouldn't even have to be disguised. Nobody's expecting to see us.
Enoch, I appreciate the offer. Let's talk about it further when we get back. In the meantime, let's head on in and see what Leon's all worked up about.
Liam used to be easy.
All right, we'll all gather around.
Oh, sure.
I appreciate you getting up this early, or staying up. We have reason to believe this address will affect the way we do business. So I wanted y'all to see it. All right, gang, fasten your seatbelts.
I'm sure this will be very good.
Fellow citizens of the global community and parishioners of the worldwide church of our risen Lord, His Excellency, I come to you this hour under the authority of our object of worship and with power imbued directly from Him to bring you a sacred proclamation. The time has expired on any grace period related to every citizen receiving and displaying the mark of loyalty to Nikolai Carpathia. Effective immediately, anyone seen without the mark will be taken directly to a center for application or the alternative, the enforcement facilitator. Furthermore, all citizens are required to worship the image of Carpathia 3 times a day, as outlined by your regional potentate. Failing to do so will result in capital punishment. Thank you for your cooperation and attention, and may Lord Nikolai Carpathia bless you and bless the...
Did they lose the feed?
Hey, what? I think the lights just went out. Yeah, you can still see.
Oh, they're back on.
They're all looking up at the ceiling.
Why is everybody running?
If anyone worships the beast and
his image,
and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and they shall have no rest day or night.
Mother! Did you see the face just now?
Your father and I saw and heard.
I looked outside. It was in the sky. God's trying to tell you something.
Your father said he will risk our lives, even hiding or face the death machine before he will take the mark.
Really?
He is nearly suicidal over forcing you.
That's okay. Tell him.
I tell him you're already sealed by God. So it's me, both of us, ready to worship true God.
I'm so glad. Can I lead you in a prayer?
Wait. Let's look at your father. We both pray.
Yes, yes. Get father. Hurry.
I said talk. Ah!
Hey, settle down. You trying to kill him?
I'm trying to get him to talk.
He dies and we die, understand? Get him some water. Enough to keep him alive, anyway. Give me that. Here. Has he talked at all?
He just stares at me, no matter what I do. Nothing!
You've been trained well, my friend. But sooner or later, you'll talk. Maybe when we get your wife and your... That is, if your family's still alive.
Well... I guess this is it.
Oh, it was hard enough saying goodbye to Buck and Kenny, Dad.
You ready?
Am I ready? Oh, well, why didn't you make me stay in Chicago with my family? What kind of a father are you?
Don't make me wish I had.
Don't worry, Dad. We're not leaving here without Big George.
Godspeed, Chloe. Be careful.
I love you, Dad.
This is Chief Akbar, Global Community.
I need to speak with Carpathia.
How do I know you're really Dr. Ben Judah?
You do not, sir, except that your own people verify it is me. I have a request, and I will only ask it of Carpathia.
You would be wise to address him appropriately and formally.
Oh, and then he will overlook the fact that I refer to him daily, to a billion people, as Antichrist, the enemy of God?
Hold. It's him.
Thank you.
Dr. Ben Judah.
I am requesting helicopter transport to Petra for myself and two associates without interference, in exchange for considering asking God to withdraw the plague of the seas having turned to blood.
And why should I contemplate this?
You do not need me to tell you that. Surely your people are telling you that there has never been a time of greater resistance to you around the world. Renaming all of the oceans the Red Sea could not be in your best interest.
Ah, if I have someone ferry you to Petra, the seas will return to water?
I do not speak on God's behalf. I said I would consider asking him.
Granted.
We need only the aircraft, not the pilot.
Oh, really?
Granted. You are welcome. Suhail, how long to Petra from Amman by helicopter?
I will see to it that they are issued one that will get them there in no more than an hour.
Well, then everything else is in place?
Of course.
Good. I want the area leveled within minutes after his arrival, and the missile to make sure within moments after that.
I will merely give my fighter bombers time to get out of the way.
And the planes are equipped with video recording devices.
Oh, yes, of course, Excellency. Good. But we have also arranged for you to watch live.
Oh. Hmm. Ah, Suhail. Good for you.
Something to enjoy.
Your attention, please. Please, your attention. It is my pleasure to introduce our teacher, our mentor, and our true man of God, Dr. Tzion Ben Judah.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yes, thank you, please. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. Please. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, allow me to first fulfill a promise made to friends and scatter here the ashes of a martyr for the faith. She defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by her testimony, for she did not love her life, but laid it down for him.
Doc? Those are bombers.
Do not be distracted, beloved, for we rest in the sure promises of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that we have been delivered to this place of refuge that cannot be penetrated by the enemy of his son. Please, join me on your knees, heads bowed, hearts in tune with God, secure in his promise that the kingdom is an everlasting kingdom!
The moment we've been waiting for.
They should be over Petra now, Potentate.
Good. Turn up the sound.
Yes. Yeah.
The dramatic audio series is based in part on the book Desecration by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.